This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, part two of the brand new series from the Gospel of Luke, a series we're calling Simple Gospel. Chapter one is usually used around the Christmas seasons, hence some Christmas references in the message. It was given around Christmas, but it's the second message we're giving in this series about the birth of Christ. I think it will speak to you in a powerful way. God bless you. John MacArthur, Panorama City, California, says he was thinking about what is the most common phrase bantied about at Christmas that's used both in Christian circles and in secular circles. And he said it has to be the phrase, the spirit of Christmas. That's what we talk about, the spirit of Christmas. But that means different things to different people. To the retail industry, that has a whole different ring to it, believe me. And I was doing some research on how much we spend at Christmas. We'll spend $1.2 billion on Christmas trees alone. $1.2 billion alone. I'm not making a comment or slamming anybody, but that's what some people mean by the spirit of the Christmas is spend your money. Let's buy. Let's spend the money. Keep the economy going. It's about commerce. Other people, it's about sending cards, and millions of people buy and send cards. We appreciate getting cards from people. It means a lot, and see pictures of children and so forth as their families are changing. For other people, the alcohol industry says the spirit of Christmas is us. We've got the corner on it. One liquor distributor in LA in recent years bragged about the fact that during the Christmas season, on one day, just one day, the wholesaler said, we did $1 million today in alcohol. $1 million. And that was just one day for one particular alcohol distributor or wholesaler. $1 million. And so to them, the spirit of Christmas is the spirit, the spirits of Christmas, to use that term. You know, seasons like Christmas intensify the sadness and intensify negative things. If there are marital problems going on, I got a little secret to let you in on. It's going to intensify at Christmas. If there's grief in a family, it's going to intensify at Christmas. If there's tension between brothers and sisters, it's just going to intensify at Christmas. Every church I've ever served anywhere in the country, I've had numbers of people tell me there's somebody in our family every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, who blows up and lets everybody have it. I mean, like clockwork, Christmas dinner every year, the same person goes into a rage. And it's amazing to me. How does that happen? Because people have things come to the surface at Christmas, because the season of Christmas intensifies anger, sadness, resentment, bitterness. All those things are intensified. Where are you going with this? John MacArthur said there's one word that says it all about the spirit of Christmas. And I never thought about it before until he said it. It's a word that begins with the letter W, worship. Christmas truly, honestly, is all about worshiping of Christ the King. And most people don't get that. A lot of Christian people don't get that. It's all about worshiping. You say, how do you know that? Well, we're going to read about two women today. A woman by the name of Elizabeth, older woman who's pregnant, expecting John the Baptist. She's carrying the baby known as John the Baptist. A relative of Mary, who's carrying who's told by Gabriel last week, you heard the message if you were here, that you're going to have a baby and his name will be called Jesus. He will save people from their sins. And that's where we talk about worship today, because they do.
Well, this message from Luke 1 will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.